It's safe to say some of those members of Congress might chalk up the decline in civility in part to the men and women on cable TV, including one of the most influential, Glenn Beck.
Oh, we can't afford anymore.
The battle for the soul of America.
The paradigm is about to change.
Where our Constitution is hanging by a thread.
We would like some sanity in our country for a second.
Now, all that may sound like stock political tirades, but take another listen.
Our Constitution is hanging by a thread.
That phrase, hanging by a thread, may have a deeper meaning, at least to a small minority of people within the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, better known as the Mormon Church. Glenn Beck is an LDS member himself, and in a new book, Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank makes the case that there's a specific reason Beck uses that phrase.
Hanging by a thread is the word. That's the word that keeps getting repeated over and over again through the generations, and as this has been described by...
According to obscure Mormon lore, something called the White Horse Prophecy foretells a time when the Constitution hangs by a thread, a time when Mormon elders will rise up to rescue America from tyranny.
It's actually a fairly benign prophecy. They're talking about restoring law and order and peace and tranquility. It doesn't sound like a violent thing, although sometimes in Beck's telling it turns into that.
And this is a relatively obscure...
It is, and I think a lot of Mormons say, well, hey, that's not a central tenet of our thinking. Yeah. That's off on the side here. And I agree. I think that in many ways Glenn Beck has picked up some of the more obscure and indeed some of the more extreme work of Mormon thinkers such as Cleon Skousen, who are quite controversial.
Now, in a moment, we'll get into how you believe Glenn Beck sort of makes allusions to some of these Mormon ideas in his rhetoric. But I want to listen to him using that phrase. This is an interview that he did with Senator Orrin Hatch about a year and a half ago, who is also a Mormon. He's a Republican senator from Utah. Let's take a listen.
Hello, Senator. How are you, sir?
Well, nice to be with you, Glenn. I appreciate your program, and I appreciate all that you're trying to do in spreading the word.
Barack Obama, talk about the Constitution. And I thought we are at the point, or we are very near the point, where our Constitution is hanging by a thread.
You got that right. I believe the Constitution is hanging by a thread.
Okay, so there you hear that tape. Now, I hear that tape, Dana, and I think I've heard that plenty of times in my life, people saying, oh, the Constitution's hanging by a thread, or this victory is hanging by a thread. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if there really is a subtext there.
It's possible that there's not, except that when you look at it, then he had Orrin Hatch on again and used that exact same phrase again. It's a phrase that Beck has used repeatedly over time. He is the guy who sees himself and his followers as rescuing the Constitution that is hanging by this proverbial thread.
Say he is informed, and I would assume he is informed by his Mormon faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he, on his program, he makes certain allusions to things that maybe he's read in the Book of Mormon or things that he's heard in church on Sunday. What's wrong with that? I mean, plenty of people on television and politicians do the same thing every day.
Yes, and I didn't write about it as if there's something wrong with it. I mean, my whole look at Glenn Beck is every aspect of him. When you look at his background and you look at questions of race and the questions of violence and even the fact that he's a brilliant entertainer is a large part of the book. I don't find it anything nefarious in it necessarily at all. I just think it's interesting that he's saying these things that would be heard one way by one audience and by probably, 95% of the people, it would completely go over their head.
That's the Washington Post's Dana Milbank. His new book on Glenn Beck is called Tears of a Clown. We called up Phil Barlow to see if Milbank is onto something. Barlow's a professor of Mormon history and culture at Utah State University.
Very few contemporary Latter-day Saints would understand what that refers to, at least a small minority of them would, and among that minority, very few of them would be able to explain what it actually refers to. They just might have heard the phrase. But there is more currency to this line that Mr. Milbeck has written about the Constitution hanging by a thread. That phrase Latter-day Saints would have heard of.
So would a lot of folks in the LDS Church sort of regard people who use this phrase, hanging by a thread, or who believe in this prophecy as sort of fringe characters within the church?
Well, anybody who started talking about the White Horse Prophecy with its apocalyptic images and exotic imagery would be considered kind of marginal by the majority or a little crankpot-esque. But the notion that the Constitution might be under stress or even in in crisis, that would have some resonance in some popular Mormon culture.
Have you, as a scholar of the LDS Church, have you ever heard or seen what you could identify as other allusions that Glenn Beck makes directly to teachings or writings from the Book of Mormon or from his faith?
Oh, yeah. He talks about a God of miracles. That's certainly a Mormon thing. He talks about the family as the basis of society, and that's not unique to Mormonism, but it's distinctively sharp in Mormonism. He talks about the importance of storing food and necessities for any calamities that might strike. Tithing your income, the United States Constitution not only hanging by a thread, but being a divinely inspired document, and that has a specific reference in Mormon scripture that talks about the Constitution as divinely inspired. There's a lot of things where his personal views intersect with Mormonism or draw from Mormon imagery or language or principles.
That's Phil Barlow. He's a professor of Mormon history and culture at Utah State University. He spoke with me from the studios of Utah Public Radio in Logan, Utah. Phil Barlow, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.